VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The assault on the last patch of land claimed by the Islamic State terror group's caliphate in Syria slowed as it entered its third full day, with U.S.-backed forces announcing a delay because of the presence of civilians, many of whom were being used as human shields. A spokesman did not say what was being done. A spokesman for the Syrian Democratic Forces did not say what was being done to get the civilians out of the village of Baghouz and out of harm's way. Although he warned the reprieve from the fighting would not last long, he said, "We assert that the battle to retake the last ISIS holdout is going to be over soon." President Trump says the reason he canceled large-scale springtime military drills with South Korea is to save hundreds of millions of dollars that the U.S. is never reimbursed. In a tweet on Sunday, he said, "That was my position long before I became president. Reducing tensions with North Korea at this time is a good game." Pentagon officials say instead of the massive war games, the U.S. and South Korea will hold a series of small-scale exercises. Meanwhile, National Security Advisor John Bolton said on some morning talk shows on Sunday that last week's summit between Trump and the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un was not a failure, even though talks fell apart with no agreements.
The president kept saying, take what he called the big deal, denuclearization, make the decision, give up the nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons, give up the ballistic missiles.
Bolton on Fox News Sunday, he said that Kim was willing to make a very limited concession to dismantle its Yongbyon nuclear weapons complex in exchange for substantial sanctions relief. This is VOA News. Venezuela's opposition leader